Yeah. So elements of truth that are not yet aligned with good, essentially that's what kills off, you know. So it's the same story, like, that struck me as Cain and Abel. It's the same story. It's just a different form of it. But a mark is put on Cain because even though there's a lack of charity, the teaching has the capacity to lead someone into charity. So you know, so you have that element there. I mean, of course, the brothers will all be restored. The problem here is that the opprobrium is still central. Our ownership over what is the Lord's is still central. So that's what has to be torn away. And like, if you think about it, you know, Joseph essentially is bound, but in another sense, like, if you're thinking about this in terms of the Lord in us, it's the Lord just can't access our awareness. So that's like, the Lord is not actually ever bound, but certainly he won't violate our freedom. And because we are still in a proprial state, you know, or at least have that at our center, then the Lord, in terms of our experience, is as good as bound, because our state won't let him in. So in actual fact, we are the ones who are bound. The Lord is never bound, and this process is unfolding exactly as it must. So that's another thing I'd emphasize here. It's not so much either or going on here, that we can be this or we can be that. We are it all, and this is how, and it's the only means by which this conjunction between what is higher and what is lower can be achieved. Everything described here in the word has to come to pass in us all. It's not optional, right? So all those states have to unfold just as they're described, because the word is true. It's what it describes. It describes the nature of the Lord's, or the glorification, taking it into us, the glorification of the word within us is what's being described here.